Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go unto the house of the Lord." Welcome to the program. I trust it's going to be a blessing today. We are going to have a message from the Word of God, and we are also going to have some wonderful songs of inspiration. But before we get into the singing, each week I ask you to pick up the telephone, call a friend or a neighbor, and invite them to view the program. Many of you do that, and it helps me advertise this ministry. And listen, if you see me in town, please stop and introduce yourself and let me know that you're viewing. People do that all the time, and that encourages me to keep this going. Now we're getting right into the singing today, a wonderful song sung by the Partain family. By the way, they're going to be with us during our winter fest. You'll hear more about that later. They're singing this wonderful song, "The Blessed Old Book."
It's a well of pure water when I'm thirsty and dry, bread when I'm hungry and worn. When the battle is raging, it's my faithful sword, a shelter from life's troubled storm. A light to my pathway, a lamp to my feet. When this world gets so dark you can't see, well, I've not made a change in one word that it said, but it sure made a change in me.
This blessed old book that I hold in my hand is truth from beginning to end. It's a solid foundation where I firmly stand. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin.
When I think what it cost just to hold in my hand, I'm reminded that I owe a great debt. For all of those martyrs who burned at the stake, and they would quote it with their dying breath. Now its critics are many, believers are few, but one thing I found to be true. If you find when you read it that there's something wrong, then there's something wrong with you.
This blessed old book that I hold in my hand is truth from beginning to end. It's a solid foundation where I firmly stand. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin. This blessed old book that I hold in my hand is truth from beginning to end. It's a solid foundation where I firmly stand. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from
I trust that you have enjoyed the Partain family's song. We are going to have another song in just a minute. But right now, I want to take this opportunity to invite you, if you do not have a church home, to visit with us here at Westside Baptist Church. You may be new in this area, not know exactly where we are located, so let me give you some very brief directions. If you will simply drive downtown, driving south on Jackson Street, you will pass the old courthouse and drive to the bottom of the hill. Now, at the bottom of the hill, the street changes in name only to LaGrange Street. You'll drive down LaGrange Street past the Union High School and continue driving 1.5 miles further. Look for the church on the left-hand side of the road. In fact, just look for the big white cross on the church sign, 762 Smoky Road. Our services begin with Sunday school at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, morning worship 11, 6 p.m., the evening service, and on Wednesday at 6:30, we have the children's ministries. At 7 o'clock, we have the teen ministries and the adult Bible study and prayer service. Come out and visit with us. We'd be so thrilled, so honored to have you do that. Now, I want to give you one announcement today. We are going to have our annual Winterfest. That is a two-day meeting. It's going to be February the 6th and the 7th. We have a wonderful lineup of preaching and singers. Carl Partain, who was with us during our camp meeting, is coming back to do the wonderful job of preaching the gospel. And then his family is going to be singing along with the Davison family from Alabama and some here in Georgia. You come out and be with us. Put that on your calendar. Be sure to attend. I know that you'll be blessed by that. And we'll be so honored to have you do that. Now we're getting right back into the singing. A wonderful song by the Davisons. Their song is Royal Descendant.
I can tell you I'm nothing, and I would be telling the truth. I can say I am worthless, a hopeless sinner, that's true. Oh, but that is just part of the story. He's a king. I
I'm a royal descendant of the King from Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
Now, just before the message, one more song by the Partain family, who are going to be with us during our winter fest. The title of their song is Waiting in the Waters.
A helpless man, blind from birth, the only one who saw his worth didn't pass him by. He heard his cry. He rubbed his eyes with a handful of clay, and he said, go and wash in the pool today. And the blind man knew that's what he had to do. You know, along the way he couldn't help but trip and fall, but each time he got back up again, I wonder if he thought.
Every step I take is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I walk on and just believe he hears my prayer. And when I get there, is waiting in the water.
I've walked in darkness, I won't lie, and just like that blind man, sometimes I felt all alone, like all hope was gone. But I know that his word is true, and no matter what I'm going through, he promised me that he would never leave. I know along the way I may stumble and I may fall, but I'll make it to the water, even if I have to crawl.
A step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I walk on and just believe he hears my prayer. And when I get there,
the miracle promised by my Father, he's waiting in the water.
Is a step of faith. When I can't see what's in front of me, I walk on and just believe he hears my prayer. And when I get there,
the miracle promised by my Father
is waiting in the water. Waiting in the water. He's waiting in the water.
I trust that you have enjoyed the singing today. Now, let's take a look in the book. If you have your Bible, I suggest really you take a pencil and a piece of paper, because I'm going to be speaking on the rapture, the sequences of the events of the rapture. I will be using several passages of Scripture, and I suggest you write these references down. That way you can study them in detail at a later time. I'm having so many people ask me about the current events, what's happening. Well, I want to tell you that just in front of us, the next major event on God's calendar of events is the rapture of the church. Some believe that it's going to take place at the middle of the tribulation, some at the end of the tribulation, but the Bible clearly teaches that the rapture is going to take place before the tribulation starts. So it's imminent. It could happen any time. So I want to talk to you about the events that's going to lead up to that and then after the church is raptured. First of all, write down this scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through verse 17. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through verse 17. Listen now as I read these words of God. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, the saints that have already gone on before us, my dear friend, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope, those who are not believers. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and my word, we believe that, we know that. It's an event that actually happened. Even so, them which asleep in Christ will God bring with him. Now this is the order of the events of the rapture. The Lord Jesus Christ will come, and then he will bring with him those saints that have already gone by the way of the grave. Oh, listen, you've buried your loved ones. They died in faith, and you know that they were born again Christians. They are coming back again. They're coming back with the Lord Jesus Christ as he comes. It says, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope, those that are not saved. Sad, isn't it? For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which are asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. That's emphatic. That's a positive statement. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. In other words, Paul is telling us through the epistle that he's written what he has received from God. That we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. In other words, the fact that we're still here is not going to stop this event from happening because God's going to bring them with him. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Isn't that going to be a wonderful time when the shout goes out? With the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Those saints that are in the grave, those bodies that are in the ground, my dear friend, are going to be reunited with their spirit as they're brought down. It says the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive, that's the saints that are living when this event takes place, and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. My dear friend, that's scripture. That's Bible. That's God's word speaking to us today. We have this hope of glory. One day, this event is going to happen. I think it's coming real soon. I think it's just around the corner, so to speak. Oh, I trust you're ready for that event to happen. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're going to be in that crowd that's going to be caught up to meet the Lord in that. Well, go on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50 through 53, as we see Paul writing to the church at Corinth. He says, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. There will be no human flesh nor human blood in heaven. The only blood that's going to be there is the godly blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed at Calvary's cross. His and his only. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. Listen. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. We who are alive right now may be that part that does not sleep, but we will be changed. In a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, instantaneously we're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. That is, if you're saved, it's very important that you know that today. Time's running out. Time's so close. I can tell you things that are events that are happening right now in this world, here in America that tells us that Jesus Christ is coming soon. It says, in the moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. This is what he's telling the church at Corinth. And we shall be changed. This mortal will put on immortality. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. We're going to be changed. And this mortal must put on immortality. You see, this mortal body will die. But that new glorified body will never see death. Will never experience death. Will never know what the pain of death is. Isn't it wonderful to be a Christian today? Well, move on to the book of Matthew in the Gospel of chapter 24. And read two verses. Verse 40 and verse 41. Then two shall be in the field. Now these are the prophecies of Jesus. One shall be taken and the other left. That's the rapture of the church. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. One shall be taken, the other left. You see, those who are not saved are going to be left behind. That's going to be a sad time. All of a sudden, when the rapture takes place, and the saved saints of Almighty God are changed and taken up instantaneously into heaven, there's going to be shock. There's going to be devastation here on earth. There's going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. But it's going to be too late, too late, too late. Listen, we find that billions of people are going to be left behind on this earth. Isn't that sad? My word, full of surprise and terror. Oh. And are disappointed that their loved ones, their family members who are saved, they're gone. They wonder where they at. What's happening? They've just vanished into the air. Oh, listen. But in John chapter 14, verse 1 through 3, listen to the words of Jesus. Now, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Myself. That where I am, there ye shall be also. Oh, isn't it wonderful to know as a believer that we are going to be in the presence of the Lord. We're going to live there with Him for all eternity. Well, going back to Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3, and then verse 6 and 7, listen, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. That's the rapture. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity, that sin doth already work, sins abounding, look around us. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. That's the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is removed, the Holy Spirit will be removed when the church is removed. When the Holy Spirit goes up, the church goes up as well. Then, unprecedented terror here on earth. It's going to be sad. It's going to be sad to be left behind. Oh, during our present time, many Christian values and commandments are virtually ignored. Say amen to that. Many have fallen away from Christ. After the rapture, the Antichrist is going to be revealed, my dear friend. The Antichrist is probably on the scene right now. Very possible. Very possible. I'd say yes, absolutely. Because the rapture of the church is almost here. Time is running out. Then follows that 3.5 years of tribulation, then the last 3.5 years of great tribulation, unprecedented, horrible times on earth. Look what's happening now. It's building to that, my dear friend. 1 Thessalonians 5, 4, 9, and 10 says, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness. We are saved. that day should not overtake you as a thief. We should be aware because we have the Bible. We have the Holy Spirit teaching us. For God hath not appointed us to the day of wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, died on Calvary's cross, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Oh, listen. I will behold Him. I will see Him face to face. I did not see Him go up, but my dear friend, I will see Him when He comes down. Colossians 3:6 says, "For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Those who will not obey will not receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior." 1 Thessalonians 1:10 says, "And to wait for the Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come." Hey, listen, we are protected. We are shielded. We are children that are going to be in heaven with our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, listen, be ready for the rapture. Be ready to escape the wrath. Oh, listen, the Bible teaches us that the rapture is going to happen, and there are going to be those who are going to be left behind. You go to the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 10 through 11. "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the world to try them that dwell on earth. Behold, I come quickly. And that fast which, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." Oh, Christian, just look up. Our redemption draws nearer. But if you do not know this Lord Jesus Christ, remember, the rapture and the coming of Jesus Christ in the air can occur just any minute now. Matthew records the words of Jesus in chapter 24, verse 42. "Listen very carefully. Watch therefore." Christian, watch. "For you know not what hour your Lord doth come." Then in verse 44, he goes on to say, "Therefore be ye also ready." Christian, look up. Our redemption draws nearer today than it was yesterday. "For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." This world does not look for Jesus Christ to come back again. But we, the believers, are looking for His imminent return. We believe that He's coming again. We're ready. We're looking. Don't give up. Keep serving. Keep praying. Keep witnessing. Because one day, soon, we're going to be in His presence. I trust you know this Jesus. Until the same time next week, this is Brother Melvin Payne, the pastor of Westside Baptist Church, saying goodbye. God bless you, and go with God.